Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker which lets you share your content with the world.
Title: What if Friedrich Nietzsche became a Christian? Introduction: Welcome to this episode of our podcast, where we dive into the hypothetical scenario of Friedrich Nietzsche, the renowned German philosopher, embracing Christianity. Nietzsche's works have often been associated with his critique of religious ideologies, particularly Christianity. However, in this intriguing thought experiment, we explore how Nietzsche's worldview and philosophy would have evolved if he had ultimately chosen a different path.
Paragraph 1: Nietzsche's critique of Christianity.
Friedrich Nietzsche's philosophical critique of Christianity cannot be understated. Through works such as Thus Spoke Zarathustra, and The Antichrist, he expressed fervent skepticism toward the moral underpinnings of Christian ethics and the dogmas associated with it. Nietzsche believed that Christian values, such as humility and self-sacrifice, played a significant role in curtailing human potential, championing instead the concept of the Übermensch, or the Superman, as the ideal human being. Paragraph 2: The Dilemma of the Will to Power.
One of Nietzsche's central ideas was the will to power. He viewed this concept as a dynamic force motivating all human actions and desires. If Nietzsche embraced Christianity, his perspective on the will to power would likely have undergone significant modifications. The Christian principle of humility and selflessness might have prompted him to reevaluate the notion of power, leading to a possible reconceptualization of the will to power as something inherently benevolent that could be harnessed for the betterment of society.
Paragraph 3: Nietzsche's views on morality and guilt.
Nietzsche staunchly rejected conventional moral systems, arguing that they were rooted in arbitrary judgments and religious dogmas. For Nietzsche, morality had become a restrictive force that suppressed natural human instincts. If Nietzsche had turned to Christianity, it is plausible to envision a shift in his perception of morality. He might have explored the possibility of integrating Christian virtues and moral principles into his framework, finding a harmonious balance between his individualistic philosophy and the communal values Christianity espouses.
Paragraph 4: Redefining the Superman.
By embracing Christianity, Nietzsche may have found himself redefining the concept of the Übermensch. Instead of promoting an individualistic ideology that prioritizes personal dominance and achievement, Nietzsche could have developed a new vision of the Superman rooted in Christian principles. This recalibration might have emphasized the importance of service, compassion, and love for others, reflecting a synthesis of Nietzsche's ideas with the teachings of Jesus.
Paragraph 5: Nietzsche's perspective on transcendence and eternal recurrence. Nietzsche's rejection of the idea of an afterlife and his proposal of eternal recurrence as an alternative viewpoint would have necessitated significant reconsideration if he had become a Christian. Rather than the cyclical nature of existence, Nietzsche might have delved into exploring questions of salvation, redemption, and divine transcendence. This shift could have introduced new dimensions to his philosophy and led to a profound re-evaluation of his entire body of work.
Conclusion: While it remains a purely speculative exercise, imagining Friedrich Nietzsche embracing Christianity opens up intriguing possibilities for a blending of opposing philosophies. Had Nietzsche chosen a different philosophical path, his critiques of Christianity could have transformed into an exploration of its potential for personal growth, moral development, and the creation of a superhuman existence aligned with Christian teachings. Ultimately, this thought experiment illustrates the intellectual depths of Nietzsche's philosophies and their transformative potential.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.